Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Yeah, my name is Tiffany Duraco. So I live currently in St. Bend, Illinois, born and raised here. Never got out, but that's okay. It's kind of led to my passion. And currently, I am new to this game of being an entrepreneur. I'm starting my first coffee shop here in town.
Awesome. So can you just tell me like more about your coffee shop? And really just what gave you the idea to start this business?
Yeah, so it actually kind of has been in the making for several years now, probably since high school, if I admit it. Back in the day, I would go to local coffee shops here, and I really fell in love with just kind of not only the aroma when you first walk in, but that coffee shops are this like central hub, right, in the community. And they bring so many different people back, like from different backgrounds together. And it's really this place for ideas to ignite and spark. And I loved that, in a sense, coffee shops play like this part in something bigger in the community that they're there supporting.
Awesome. So I guess like, obviously, being in the coffee space is very competitive. You have like the big players, right? So how do you stay competitive and I guess like differentiate yourself from your competitors?
Oh, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. So I used to work at Starbucks back in the day. I definitely don't see them as a competition because I've seen what our competitors are doing and I run the other way. So I started our coffee shop in a small rural community. We're a farming community. So in essence, since there isn't a whole lot of competition out here, but what's unique about our business is that I'm in business with my sister-in-law. So I run the coffee shop side and she's doing the boutique side. So we're the first sip and shop in our community, really. So that's kind of a part that differentiates us.
Well, I was curious because you were saying that like you worked at Starbucks and like you wanted, I guess, not do, you know, what you learned there. So I guess like, did anything there provide value, or is it just like the overall, obviously what you're doing is different, but like,
No, absolutely. I think there was tremendous value in the work that I did do there. I mean, it trained me definitely for a bigger scale in a sense of, you know, we had so many customers, but I think it was, you know, what Starbucks does or those big companies do really well is that they have these systems in place that allows the duplication process. So when you go to a Starbucks, you know what you're going to get. So if we go ahead and we expand the mill, that's what we're called, we'll have systems in place so that people experience the same thing every time that they walk through the door, whether that's here in St. Anne or beyond. So those are some of the things that I took away from Starbucks.
So is that your vision to kind of like, I know it's early and that you guys just recently started, but is that sort of your vision is to create more of like this brand and franchise it and scale, you know, across the country?
Yeah. I mean, to be clear, like with our goal, it's definitely start small. But I would love to grow into something like Joanna Gaines has with Magnolia Farms. But that's kind of the beauty of it. You get to start small and then build it out. And what I want to do is I really want to showcase and highlight the strengths that we have in our community and the unique people that we have here as well.
That's awesome. So I guess like when it comes to growing this business, like obviously starting as an entrepreneur isn't easy. So how have you gotten traffic and, you know, actually gotten customers so far since you've gotten started?
Well, Dan, I don't know if I told you this or not. We're not open yet.
We're not open yet. Okay.
So, but we will get customers in the way that we get them. Obviously, our location, we are rural, but we're located right across from the high school. And it's on one of the busiest main streets right there. So people have to pass us in order to go down to different like towns that we have connected to us. But our biggest draw right now is social media, you know, through Facebook and Instagram, word of mouth. I was heavily involved in our community. You know, in a past life, I was executive director of our local United Way. I worked at down the road at a bigger company called Van Druten Farms. So it's just like really, not only is it word of mouth, but also through social media. LinkedIn, I utilize that, even though I know it's not as local sometimes, but hey, connects you with all kinds of people.
For sure. So I guess like for now, right, that you're just ramping up and focusing on getting traction and getting people excited for your brand opening.
Yes, exactly. And I think the big thing that we're working on right now is building a brand, right? So we're going through the process with one of my dear friends that lives in Copenhagen in Denmark, and they're really in this space. It's called Blank Space Studio. So we've been going through the personification of like, who is the mill? What do we stand for? What are those pillars? What are the experience that we want people to have when they come through our doors? And I think that's where some brands just starting off go wrong. They don't take the time to develop that. And that's what we're doing right now. So like, what are those key phrases or words that come up that somebody like thinks of us? And that's kind of how we're building the excitement around like, you know, we're a new shop in town and we're here to stay.
When is the launch date? You know, like I'm not sure if it's like an exact date or like approximate.
Yeah. No, it's great. Cause I always love the phrase, like we're aiming for,
right.
The timeline has changed a little bit. I think that's with anyone in any business. It's like, you know, you set in stone this date, but things come up. So we're looking at the end of March is when we're hoping to open. So we just have a few things that need to get in place, but we should be up and running by then.
So is your vision to be 100% pure retail, or are you looking at maybe expanding and doing more of a direct-to-consumer model and selling products online? Like, what does that look like?
Yeah, so for me, from my side of the business, it is kind of twofold. I do like more of the people coming in, just the direct to consumer in that sense, if that's what you're kind of aiming towards.
Well, more of, no, yeah. I mean, like when I say direct to consumer, I mean more like if somebody like I can buy your products or coffee beans or things like online to ship, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's definitely an avenue we want to explore. I don't want to limit myself by no means. So that is something that we will explore down the road. I mean, one of the biggest things is like convenience, right? For people. So one of the things that we're looking at, like we have a drive-through window, we're looking at technology. How do we create that customer experience for somebody in a fast-paced world that we have? And so that will be one of the accessible ways, you know, to connect with people too, is through tech and through e-commerce and things of that sort.
For sure. So I guess like starting out, right? Like, you know, as you mentioned, people are always looking at technology and high level technology. So do you plan to, or have you used AI at all in the business? And if not, like, where do you think AI could come in and add value for you guys?
That's a great question. I think I've already started dabbling with like ChatGPT, obviously, is one avenue that people are exploring and talking about right now. I utilize it through social media posts, just to kind of give me a basis idea of what to post, but really kind of going back to that personification of who the mill is and kind of reiterating it a little bit. And actually, funny enough, my husband is kind of a whiz at this stuff. So he used it to come up with our business plan and had it figure out just kind of what the breakdown of like cost of goods and what we would need to take out for a loan and things of that sort. So technology definitely, I think, is a tool to help, you know, propel your business forward. But I also don't ever want to get away from that human aspect of a business and why you're doing what you're doing.
For sure. But do you think that AI can add to like the customer experience, like on your website, if somebody had questions about the business?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think AI can do that. You know, I don't know if we'll ever have chatbots. I mean, maybe we will at some point. But I think it definitely can increase, you know, a customer experience if that's accessible to them.
For sure. So what would you say is like the biggest advice that you wish you knew before you even started this whole process of entrepreneurship?
The biggest advice,
like maybe something that you wish you had known, like, yeah.
I know, I'm trying to think of that. I mean, there's a lot of little nuggets that you collect over time. I think one of the ones that I would tell new entrepreneurs is definitely to be patient at times, but also to kind of trust your gut instinct on things. I think that's something that I've struggled with over the years is like, oh, your intuition or your gut instinct. And a lot of times that it is accurate. Just in our process alone, we looked at a different location and it was in town and just kind of kept going back and forth. And it didn't really make sense, but it did. And then we ended up walking away from it. And this other location opened up, and just all of the little connections is kind of where it led us. But I would say, kind of, yeah, be persistent and have patience. And kind of trust your instincts are some of the things that I would like to share with other people.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for the business?
We are open and thriving. And we really become a staple within our community. So not only are we servicing like really good coffee and good food, but we're also seeping out into the community and we're impacting, students and bringing them in and teaching them about entrepreneurship and kind of opening up those like conversations that are, need to be taken on a deeper level as a community. So that's kind of where I see us in a year from now, and then eventually expanding the business down the road.
For sure. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media handles? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
Yeah, so if they wanted to reach out, they could find us on Facebook. We're the Mill Co. On Facebook, so they can go ahead and message us on there. And then we also are the Mill at Sanian on Instagram. So those are a couple of ways that they can reach out to us.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you so much for your time today. We're rooting for you guys. Hopefully, you have a very successful launch. And we can chat again 1 year from now as you guys grow and scale this business.
Yeah, that would be great, Dan. I would love that. Maybe give you guys
Awesome.
a tour of the place.
Yeah, that would be cool. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep, have a good one.
Thanks, you too. All right, bye.